Hey, welcome everybody to the Christmas music episode of the Nate Darling Show. It's me, Nate. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope you're having a great holiday season, spending some time with your family and your loved ones, be they friends, family, or some weird guy that you met under the overpass. But hey, whatever, it's your holiday. Celebrate it any way you want. Coming up over the next hour or so, I'll be playing some cool Christmas music for you, selected by myself, Sam Platts, and Kareem Daniels. So let's get this all kicked off, shall we? With Elton John and Step Into Christmas on The Nate Darling Show, Christmas Music Spectacular.
Thank you. Panthers giving all your money to corporate greed and not being the part of the season, you sheeple.
Great Freddie Mercury and Queen, and Thank God It's Christmas on the Nate Darling Show. Christmas music spectacular. As I mentioned, songs picked by myself, Sam Platts, and Kareem Daniels. Here's the first one from our pal Sam. It's Bing Crosby with Happy Holidays, the Beef Wellington remix.
Happy Holidays, Happy Holidays. May the calendar keep bringing happy holidays to you.
If you're burdened down with trouble, if you're nerves are wearing thin,
traffic noise affects you like a squeaky violin. Pick your cares down the stairs, pop the Holiday Inn.
To wish you a Feliz Navidad and a Feliz Cumpleaños a ti if it's your birthday today. That's just for you.
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the, seasick crocodile. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's Feast. He took the Who Pudding. He took the Roast Beast. He cleaned out the icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took the last can of Who Hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee. Now, grinned the Grinch, I will stuff up the tree. As the Grinch took the tree, as he started to shove, he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two. She stared at the Grinch and said,
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie and he thought it up quick. My sweet little tot, the fake Santa Claus lied. There's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here. And his fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head and he got her a drink and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who was in bed with her cup, he crept to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar, and the last thing he took was the log for their fire. On their walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other whose houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other whose mouses.
You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky, chalky, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of rubbish imaginable. Mangled up, entangled up knots. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk.
Burned into our childhood memories. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. It's the Christmas music episode, or extravaganza, or extraordinary. I forget what I called it, of the Nate Darling Show. Hope everyone is having a fantastic, fantastic Christmas season with your family and friends and however you like to get together. It's hard to believe it's been 25 years since the classic. It's been a classic for a while now. 25 years since the release of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. So throughout the show, going to be saluting that classic movie a little bit. Going to start with Clark Griswold freaking out over his Christmas bonus. By the way, if you're listening with the kids, this is the part with the naughty words on the Nate Darling Show.
Hey. Oh. Hey.
Clark, what's wrong? Honey? It's bigger than you expected? Smaller? What is it?
It's a one-year membership in the Jelly of the Month Club.
Oh, God.
Clark, that's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
That it is, Edward. That it is indeed.
I'm sorry, Clark.
This isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got. God damn it!
Son.
If you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people, and I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit! Where's the Tylenol?
Boom, 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 Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Harry, tonight.
Does it get any better than Eartha Kitt and Santa Baby? I don't think it does. Hope you're enjoying the Christmas music spectacular here on the Nate Darling Show. Make the music play. Here's Michael Bublé. It's Cold December Night on the Nate Darling Show.
Stockings are hung with care. Children sleep with one eye open. Well, now there's more than toys at stake, 'cause I'm older now, but not done hoping. The twinkling of the lights, the Santa carols fill the household. Old Saint Nick has taken flight with a heart on board, so please be careful. Each year I ask for many different things, but now I know what my heart wants you to bring. So please just fall in love with me this Christmas. There's nothing else that I will need this Christmas. I won't be wrapped under a tree. I want something to last forever. So kiss me on this cold December night. Cheer that smells of pine, a house that's filled with joy and laughter. The mistletoe says stand in line, loneliness is what I've captured. Oh, but this evening can be a holy night. It's cold.
cozy on up by the fireplace and dim those Christmas lights. So please just fall in love with me this Christmas. There's nothing else that you will need this Christmas. I won't be wrapped under a tree. I won't stay the last forever. So kiss me on this cold December night. Season a given, I'm here, I'm yours for the taking. They call it the season a given. I'm here, I'm yours. Just fall in love with me this Christmas. Nothing else that we will need this Christmas. Won't be wrapped under a tree. I won't spend the last forever. Cause I don't wanna be alone. Christmas sweater, walk proudly to the mistletoe tonight. I won't spend the last forever. Last forever. So kiss me on this cold December night. Call that season a given. I'm here, yours for the taking. Call that season a given. I'm here, I'm here.
Hey everybody, this is Kareem. Happy Kwanzaa and Saturnalia and Hanukkah and Ramadan and not the birthday of Jesus Christ.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table and the pudding made of fig. Ah, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
for Christmas.
Okay, so that no one gives Sam or I crap, that was one of Kareem's picks, by the way. Kareem wanted to hear Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer on the Christmas Music Spectacular here on the Nate Darling Show as we celebrate the 25th anniversary of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Let's hold on here. Got another lovely sound clip from the movie. This was one that whenever I'd watch the movie with my cousin, we would unhinge our jaws and laugh at this part.
Aren't you having any breakfast?
I'm not in the mood.
What are you looking at?
Oh, the silent majesty of a winter's morn, the clean, cool chill of the holiday air. An asshole in his bathrobe, emptying a chemical toilet into my sewer.
Shitter was full!
Ah, yeah. You checked our shitters, honey?
Clark, please. He doesn't know any better.
He ought to know it's illegal. It's a storm sewer. If it fills with gas, I pity the person who lights a match within 10 yards of it.
Merry Christmas! Dinner was full!
Yo, this is Sam, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, and all those other wonderful holidays. Whatever you celebrate, do enjoy it with the love of family, because it matters, even if you hate your family.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas.
party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
McCartney and Wings and Wonderful Christmas Time. Simply having it. It's the Nate Darling Show, Christmas Music Spectacular. And here's Seth MacFarlane. Baby, it's cold outside.
Can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes
how
are like starlight now.
To break the spell,
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no.
Mind if
sir.
I move?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Oh, but it's cold outside.
I simply must
but
go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The
answer
but
is
baby,
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome is
how
big.
Lucky that you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Leaves upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Or maybe just a cigarette.
Never such a pleasure before.
Got to get home.
But baby, you'll freeze out there.
Say, lend me a call.
It's up to your knees out there. I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
There's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you caught pneumonia and died,
really can't
get
stay.
Over that holdout. Ah, but it's cold. Baby, it's cold.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown, four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
You're goofy. Don't piss me off, Art.
Clark? It's over.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't.
Now, come on, son.
Stay out of this, Dad.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
Every spoiled child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Send
your son to save us, oh my Lord. Your very self you gave us, oh my Lord. That sin may not enslave us and love may reign once more.
It's Boney M. with Mary's Boy Child here on the Christmas Music Spectacular on the Nate Darling Show. By the way, that was Sam that picked that song. So if you've been trying to figure out who picked which song, good friggin' luck to you. It's a Christmas miracle if you get one right. You got a lot of more great songs here. Let's see, about 47 minutes into the show. So stick around for another 20 minutes or so of music and stuff. And our continued tribute to the 25th anniversary of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. You're getting together with your family, you're probably going to eat. And when you eat, it's very important that you say grace and be thankful for all that you've been given. Yeah.
Before we begin, since this is Aunt Bethany's 80th Christmas, I think she should lead us in the saying of grace.
Oh, great.
What, dear?
Grace!
Grace! She passed away 30 years ago.
They want you to say grace. The blessing. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. And jingle bells chime in jingle bell time. And dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air. What a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell. We'll be right back.
So last night, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
Barenaked Ladies. Barenaked Ladies. That is, I love the stop of that song. I wish I remembered it when I played it, but there you go. You're listening to the Christmas Music Spectacular on the Nate Darling Show. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hope it's a good one for you. I hope you're enjoying the music. We did this last year, and people seem to enjoy it, so doing it again this year. If you'd like more Christmas music, You want to listen to last year's show? Different hosts, so different music, too. Maybe some dated references, I don't recall. Just go to NateDarlingShow.com. There is a search box up at the top of the website and search Christmas, and you'll be able to find last year's show and listen to that again if you'd like. So a bunch of great Christmas music. This is the 25th anniversary of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. One of the most interesting scenes in the movie is when the cat unplugs the Christmas lights and drags the cord under the chair, and you end up with fried pussycat. Well, after that, and this is what sort of gets overlooked, Uncle Lewis is wandering around the Christmas tree with his cigar, just looking at the charred remains. For some reason, the Christmas tree is lit. So there was a big flame. The Christmas tree is the lights are on. And if you watch this movie, just pay attention, because you can see where they swap out the actor for the stuntman in this for Uncle Lewis. And I hope this sort of drives it home. It's the part of the movie where Clark just is really getting ground into nothing by everything, including his family.
Lewis? My tree.
So what's the matter with you?
Look what you've done to my tree. Lewis.
It is an ugly tree anyway.
At least it's out of its misery.
You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Yeah. next Christmas. I can see them flying. It's flying over Michigan. It's flying over down south. It's coming up through Philly. It's flying over New York. It's flying down the Jersey Turnpike.
It's not really Christmas until you hear Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Santa Claus is coming to town. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in to the Nate Darling Show. Christmas music, spectacular. Kind of love getting back to my music DJ roots, remembering it's not as easy as I remember. Of course, it was easier when I actually had a professional studio, not doing it out of my living room, but there you go. All right, here's Bowling for Soup and Father Christmas on the Nate Darling Show.
Toys, we'll beat you up if you don't hand it over. We want your bread, so don't make us annoy.
Bowling for Soup. Remember those guys from the Merry Flippin' Christmas album? Ah, I love the original Kinks song, but you gotta love it when punk does Christmas music. All right, wrapping up the show. 25 years since the debut of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. This one of the scenes that we all know, simply titled Squirrel.
Mom, don't move. We can't let it get out of the living room. Where's Eddie? He usually eats these goddamn things.
Oh, not recently, Clarky. Read the squirrels were high in cholesterol.
Thank you, Catherine. I'll try and trap it. Russ!
We're here, Dad.
Oh, there you are. Go get the hammer.
Clark, what do you need a hammer for?
I'm gonna catch it in the coat, smack it with a hammer. I'm going in with him. Nora? Nora?
Is he gone?
Probably got scared and ran back into the tree.
Just march right over there and slug that creep in the face.
I can't just attack someone.
All right, then. If you're not man enough to put an end to this shit, then I am.
And the squirrel's gone. great scene by Julia Louis-Dreyfus there, too, as the bitchy neighbor. If you haven't seen her lately, she's in the HBO show Veep, which is getting better as each season goes by. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this year's Nate Darling Show Christmas Music Spectacular. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope you have a great holiday. Again, every Wednesday and Friday, we've got shows for you, usually new shows, so... if you enjoy them, please tell a friend, post about it on social media, subscribe on iTunes, join the Nate Darling Show fan page. Yeah. Anyway, it's a page on Facebook where everything about the show goes out, like when the shows get posted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the promise to you is shows every Wednesday and Friday when you get out of bed. And that's pretty much true whether you live in Europe or all the way back around the globe. If you live in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, I make no guarantees. But anywhere from Europe across the rest of the globe, coming this way toward America, there will be a new show for you when you wake up Wednesday and Friday, barring, you know, North Korea hacking into Sony and causing us to cancel the interview or whatever. Anyway, I'm going to end it with one of my personal favorite Christmas songs. This is Billy Squire, and I believe all the VJs from MTV. And the song is Christmas is the Time to Say I Love You. So a nice sentiment to go out on the Christmas Music Spectacular on the Nate Darling Show.
Christmas is the time to say I love you. Share the joys and laughter and the cheer. Christmas is the time to say I love you. Bye now.
is the time to say I love you. Share the joys of laughter and good cheer. Christmas is the time to say I love you. And I'm feeling that it lasts all through the year. So it's me, let's go right out. And hope to shine right out. And you know that Christmas time is here.
Merry Christmas, everybody, from all of us at the Nate Darling Show.